This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. Glad to be here. Glad that you are listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Here is something that, unfortunately, we got word of, and everybody around the world's talking about it. And we were discussing in studio just a little bit. I'm sure Mike's going to have more, Day-Day and Yeah Man, No Man. But Malcolm Jamal Warner passing away at age 54, drowning off the coast of Costa Rica.
Oof.
And again, for those who know about the Cosby Show and the influence that show had, and his character is Theo, and growing up and watching that, and the portrayals of those characters, Mike, and I think the show was on 8 seasons, if I remember correctly, but it's come out and it's been confirmed now that Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable on the Cosby Show, has passed away in an accidental drowning. So more on that to come, but I know there are people here in the A, and, you know,
right. It's iconic TV show.
Absolutely. Character, right? Yeah, man. So it's crazy to think, but, you know, you never know. And certainly, I'm sure there'll be an investigation and more details, but they are saying, Mike, one of those, you know, waves, high tide or whatever.
Yep. High current, they're calling it.
Yeah. Yeah. That he got caught in. And so, you know, everybody, it's always like, and I've said this, and we love the beach and all that, but like, everybody's like, I'm a great swimmer. Has nothing to do with it. Like, it just, you've got to be careful, and sometimes if you're not familiar with those surroundings or situations, you can get caught up in this stuff. But that news breaking, but more on that coming. Hey, if you're just joining us, we're talking a lot about camp today because the countdown is on Thursday. We are headed to training camp. Nobody covers it more or better than Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All of our shows will be there. And here's the cool thing, guys. We'll be bringing you all the interviews and updates and the latest. Like, you are going to listen to this radio station over the next 5-6 weeks as we lead into football season. You're going to be ready. You're going to be ready for the season. You're going to be informed. You're going to be like, okay, I know what's going on. And that's where you want to be as we start what I think is the most important season that we've had in a decade. In a decade. Because we've not gone to the playoffs in 7 years. And if you're sitting there right now and you're willing to say, hey, Dukes and Bell, man, I love you guys, but I can go another 3 years without going to the playoffs. I don't know what to tell you.
Guys, when you don't go to the playoffs for 7 years – I mean, you're considered one of the worst teams in the league.
Franchises.
I mean, that's one that we would say, you know, before, ever think about Detroit before they got Dan Campbell and things that are turn around for them. You think it was one of those joke teams. Only time you ever watch the Lions is on Thanksgiving, right? You don't want to be that team. But, yeah, it's been 17. It was the 17th season, the last time since we were in the playoffs. 18, we go 7-9, 19-7-9, 24-12, Dan Quinn gets fired. Rod takes over. 21, Arthur Smith, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 8-9 last year under Coach Rob.
It's not enough.
After blowing a 6-3 lead in the division and all that.
Yeah, it's just and so that's why this is the most important season. And if you feel like, again, this team, from an organizational standpoint, has done the things they've needed to do to get better, right, with personnel. The year that what was it, Mike? I think it was Art's first year and Terry's first year where we were in cap hell, right? And
right, that was 2020.
You're willing to, like, give him a break because we just don't have the money. We've kicked this can down the road to pay Matt Ryan and make, you know, deals with other guys. All right, that was the exception. Outside of that, because all we were hoping for is, like, can they be competitive? We're so far past that now when you look at the personnel on this team and guys that you're paying. Now, again, we still are not, from a big picture standpoint, Mike, we're not paying like the 49ers are paying their stars, right, or some of the other two, the Chiefs or the Ravens. We're not there, but the personnel is certainly improved.
So there's a deal. I mean, this will be eight. We don't make the playoffs this year. This will be eight seasons. This makes you feel like you're a Falcons fan back in the 70s. Right? I mean, you know the deal. Could never win back-to-back seasons and all that. But this year, we feel good about Pettis. We feel good about this offense. If the defense kicks it in gear, if you can get, start scoring 28 points a game, take the pressure off your defense. But the schedule's rough. Tampa Bay has been the defending champion for a reason because they're pretty good. And I think people kind of just discount that. I think they got a good defense. They've got great skill positions. They've got tremendous wide receivers. They've added more at the wide receiver position. Got a good running back. They kind of got everything we got, you know, and a good quarterback. And say what you want. Baker knows what he's doing.
Yeah, they're the favorites. There's no beating around the bush. I mean, we just – you can – look, if it was the Saints, I'd feel differently. Bucks are just really good, and they had our number, and I don't know if that changes. That's why we're going to play these games. We're going to talk more about it along the way. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Big O, man, let's get to 4th and 1. There are two situations that are going on with the Cincinnati Bengals. One is Trey Hendrickson, but that's been going on. And the Bengals owner, Mike Brown, has said, we're not going to trade him. We are working on getting a deal done. The second situation has to do with Shamar Stewart, who Mike Brown explained that the holdup in getting Shamar Stewart signed isn't about money, but rather about contract guarantees in extreme disciplinary scenarios. Stewart's agent is pushing for the deal to remain fully guaranteed, even if Stewart were to commit a serious violation. This is all hypothetical, by the way, but you're saying...
What they expected him to do?
But they're saying, like, if something bad was to happen, and let's say he had to serve jail time, okay, that's what we're seriously talking about here. Mike Brown, the owner, is like, well, I'm not going to pay him.
Well, you drafted the guy. Didn't you do your due diligence about, you know, we talked about he was one of those guys, fair or unfair, that had red flags. Mike Green was one of those guys. We talked to a lesser extent about James Pierce Jr. and the perception. But Shamar Stewart was a high-risk, high-reward guy that was the darling of the combine.
So Mike Brown, Mike, talking about the Shamar Stewart contract language, this is a quote. I'm not making this up. The owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, well, if we get a player who does something unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I have to pay him. What are we talking about?
Now the Browns have a running back that drafted in the second round, and they're not doing his contract because he is going to be potentially sitting in jail based on allegations of domestic abuse. See where that one goes. As we said, not judging. Everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but it's a developing story.
Yeah.
But in this case, you did your work, just like we did our work with Pierce. This is why the Browns, I mean, the Brown family, that's Mike Brown, going all the way back to Paul Brown, legendary coach. They're notoriously cheap. They do silly stuff. That's why for years, remember all those years under Marvin Lewis, they had all those knuckleheads like Vontaze Burfict. They would always draft guys that would fall to them because they had red flags. Because they felt value because the guy was a tremendous athlete, but he had no brain. And that's generally how they lived for much of the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah. And by the way, this is JIC. Just in case. He's saying, we don't want this language in the contract. I'm not going to fully guarantee this because if in case this happens.
But I mean, it's almost like you're saying, you know, if Shamar goes and robs a series of banks, what are you talking about?
That's my point. What are we talking about? So that's where the holdup is. But guess what? This is the week that he should be there, and I don't know if he's going to be. So they're dealing with those things. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, Mike, and they're saying it's not going to be an issue. Micah Parsons has told people there he is at camp. He's ready to play. He's ready to report.
Uh-huh.
But are the Cowboys ready to pay Micah Parsons? Now, remember, who just got their deal? T.J. Watt, right? So we now know you're talking upwards of $40-plus million. Okay, with Micah Parsons.
And Dak, of course, you know, CeeDee Lamb got his deal, and Dak's the highest paid quarterback basically on the size of the contract per year. And you and I were talking about this off the air. It's almost like they're going to have to restructure Dak's deal.
Yes, they are.
There's no other way
yeah.
to keep those guys in the mix. He's going to make 24 this year.
Last year of his rookie deal?
Right. Yep. This is the club option they picked up for 25. So he's going into the unknown.
All right.
They can always franchise tag him, but that'll be super expensive.
Exactly. Now, especially now that number's gone up for edge guys. Here is Jerry today as the Cowboys embark on training camp. Always fun.
Is this going to be a long soundbite?
I know it's short, but Jerry, well, he went on and on. He rambled. Oh, great. Okay, well, let's hear Jerry talk about the scenarios.
Tend to do that, Carl.
Of Micah Parsons and when they're going to pay him.
The other thing I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years. Okay? There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car. Seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years. It could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
I could be hit by a car today. Matter of fact, many Cowboy fans would wish I'd be hit by a car at this day.
Kill walking your doggy.
I mean, Jerry, you've drafted some pieces that are really good, and you got to pay them. This was always the conundrum about the Dak Prescott deal. You know, were you going to go back to the well and try to find one in the draft, or were you going to roll the dice with Dak? And some people feel that Dak's ceiling will always be the playoffs. Right? And
yeah.
Doing something bad in the playoffs. He's got a great receiver. He's got one of the best defensive pieces in the league. He made a ridiculously uninspired decision with your head coach. You basically let McCarthy go and just brought his assistant in essence. So I have a hard time understanding what Jerry's doing. And then he'll talk about this in circles for all season, all off season, and then eventually they'll do a deal, but they got to restructure Dak.
Yeah,
you can get hit by a car.
Yeah, look.
Seriously.
This is all bull crap, and I'll tell you why. Unlike Kyler Murray, who whined and cried way early to get paid with the Cardinals, and they did. They caved and paid him. This is a guy who's actually playing through his rookie deal and has shown you once, twice, three times, first team all pro. Not Pro Bowl, not voted by his peers as a really good guy. This dude has shown up. And he's one of the best players in the league. And what Jerry is insinuating here, from my perspective, Mike, is like, okay, we could pay him, but it could go wrong. You've had him for 5 years, and he's been balling his butt off.
You know what happened, Carl? One time I gave Joey Galloway a lot of money.
That he did
came
do
back
that.
To bite me in the butt.
He did do that. Yes, that's true, Jerry. You did.
That was dumb.
You're an NFL owner. There's risk involved, but I think you just said it. Micah Parsons' sample size is pretty darn impressive.
Completely different.
And by the way, doesn't have fat cat syndrome. This guy wants to win. He's on record as saying he's sick and tired of losing with these guys he's playing with.
Yeah,
he might alienate some guys in the locker room when he says it.
And he's not been a drama guy, right? I mean, honestly, here's the thing. Jerry's acting as if when they cut the check to Dak, he was outside throwing his own press conference. When they cut the check to CeeDee Lamb, he didn't say anything. Like, that's those guys I need to win. He's not been a drama guy. So I think that's all bull crap. I think Jerry, Mike, you said it. He's going to talk about this all season. Right. They'll play it out. And God forbid, I don't know, Micah has 9 sacks and there'll be some fall off.
He did this with Dez Bryant. He did it with Dez. He's done it with everybody.
Everybody.
And he'll go on, what he does, like the two like weekly spots that he does on Dallas radio and talk in circles. And Steve in the back, that's right, Daddy. Daddy, my hat came off.
Too bad your head wasn't in it.
So the Cowboys are just, they are what they are. We won't talk about dysfunction, though. How about the players of the rank and file and the management of the NFL Players Association? See what happened?
I did.
Now, we talked last week, and this was kind of, pretty self-explanatory. You had a guy spending money on his expense account that was kind of embarrassing because it came back to say, well, what the hell's going on here? J.C. Treader, who's the NFL Players Association Chief Strategy Officer, he's resigning because he feels that over the last couple of days it's gotten hard for his family. He's got no interest in being the executive director. And some of this is saying it's just more about the fallout from the Lloyd Howell, who's the guy that was here at Magic City. And by the way, total amateur move going back and back to the ATM machine. I mean, it's like going to a $25 craps table with $50 cash. You're going to come with $1,000. You walk into Magic City, you're going to have $1,000 cash. And also, to pay the $8.99 on the ATM charge, not that I know anything about that, that's just silly,
it's
Carl.
Ridiculous. I agree.
So now you got guys.
They're getting you both ways.
Players that are former players are saying, Will Compton, former linebacker, says, we got to be the dumbest union in all of sports. Because you found out that basically the ownership was colluding to not give guys like Lamar Jackson more guaranteed money, and you guys have the smoking gun and didn't do anything with it. And then basically even an arbitrator says that's kind of what happened, and you don't make any money off it. So a lot of folks rank and file the league are saying, we really do have some knuckleheads running this league.
Player side of it. Yeah, I don't know where they're going to go with leadership moving forward, but maybe this is what needed to happen to get this part of this situation under wraps.
And Pablo Torre was getting heat for all this stuff about Belichick. Remember, he was one of the first guys to get underneath the fingernails of the Players Association.
Yes, he was.
And his reporting was on point.
No, he's solid, man. I mean, like that. Remember, we're going to sue.
Right.
Nobody's suing.
Nope.
Because he knew he had his right information. Hey, man, coming up, Mark Schlaff's going to join us, guys. Stink, Odyssey NFL insider, Super Bowl champion. We'll get his thoughts as camps get underway. We'll get his perspective on some of this stuff that we're talking about with the Falcons and more next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlaff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure to check it out, Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Stink, man, it's good to have you back on. You ready for football? You ready for some football?
Yeah, you know what? I've been working on it I've been kind of starting to dig in a little bit here the last 2 weeks or so. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to be back on the road calling games and and, you know, and jumping around doing that, talking on the podcast, all that good stuff. So, yeah, I'm absolutely getting ready. I don't know that I'm ready, but I'm getting ready. How about that?
Yeah, fair, man. It's time. We're excited. Training camps open up this week. A lot of anticipation and excitement for a lot of teams around the league. It's funny because Mike and I want to start here in Atlanta. The excitement for Michael Penix and, you know, what that could potentially be. He's one of these second-year guys that, you know, needs to take a jump, and we saw a small sample size. I want to ask you, you were on teams that you knew were going to be good. How did you know? Because everybody looks at our personnel, at least, you know, inside the building, and they go, hey, they got this, they got that, and it feels like they're going to be good. But when did you know as a player?
Well, I think for the most part, you know, right at the beginning, like when things just click, and, you know, I'll speak for the offensive side of the ball, when you have, like, schematically, you know what you're doing, you know how to attack teams, you have what I like to think of as an identity. I know what we are, you know, and I was talking to my buddies this weekend. We had a little reunion for my college football guys that I do every year. I think it was 25 straight years that we've gotten together over a long weekend at one of my buddy's places just outside of Spokane, Washington. But you were talking about just playing in general, and I mean, I won back-to-back Super Bowl championships, won 13 games, followed by 12 games, followed by 14 games in a three-year span, running six plays. Like, we legit ran six run plays, you know? But we just knew we could out-execute you. We knew how good we were. And going into that first season after an 8-8 season the year before when we all just came together, like, you knew going into the season, oh, damn, we're pretty good. Like, you knew it going into training camp. Now, I think it's probably a little bit harder to put your finger on it now because then, you know, you were playing in preseason games. I mean, it was like you were practicing. You were beating each other up in practice. So you had a better feel for, you know, for your football team and what it is we were as an offense. And those things, I think, is a little bit harder in today's game to really get a great pulse on what you are because – nobody truly, you know, plays in the preseason. A lot of the practices are glorified walkthroughs. I mean, it's just different than it was in my time.
Yeah, week one, generally sloppy. Mark Schlereth with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You play for Coach Gibbs. You play for Mike Shanahan. We got Raheem Morris. He'd been a head coach before. Comes back. This will be his second year. And it just seems like you guys are self-motivated, obviously, in your era. How much is the message from the coach on point, setting the tone for the team matter?
Oh, I think it even, like, I think it does regardless. I mean, that guy, you know, has to be the guy who does set the tone, who does create and set the culture. You know, obviously you have to take it over as a player. It's got to become your team. But, you know, Herm Edwards, a good buddy of mine, used to say it all the time, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And so if you don't coach up bad habits, or you don't coach up lack of effort, or you don't coach up lack of execution, you don't coach up the missed assignments and stuff, and there's not you don't hold people accountable, then it becomes a standard. It becomes okay. And that, like, that for me as a player would drive me crazy. You know, I've been on really good teams, and I've been fortunate to be on really good teams. I've been on some really bad teams. And the really bad teams, that drives you crazy because – you know, the standard just becomes less than what it needs to be. And I see it all the time traveling around week to week. Every Friday I'm in some, you know, different facility. And there are times I walk into a facility and I can tell you right off the bat, man, I'll tell you why this team is good. I can tell just by the way you practice, the attention to detail, lack of repeated plays and all that stuff. And then you walk into another facility and Friday practice is, you know, a slap around session, and you're just like, I can tell you why this team's not any good. So, you know, you can see that stuff. That stuff becomes palpable when you're out on the road on Fridays, and so it really is. It's really interesting how as a head coach, to me, that's your responsibility to get that going. The players have to eventually take over, but you have to hold everybody accountable and ultimately have to hold your coaches accountable, right? You've got to coach your coaches and make sure you're getting out of them what you want. Because ultimately, if your players are making mistakes, then what are your coaches coaching? Like, how are they not getting them prepared? How are they not holding the players accountable? So there's a lot of that stuff that goes into being good. And a lot of it, you know, ultimately falls on the head coach's shoulders.
Mark Schlereth, our guest, guys, Odyssey NFL Insider, Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Let's talk about dethroning some of these teams, like the Chiefs. They've just owned the AFC West. But, Stink, I think the Broncos are going to be really good. I think their defense is going to be elite. Their offensive line is really good. Obviously, the coaching, you've seen what Sean Payton's been able to do. Tell me what you think about the AFC West. And, you know, look, are the Chargers good enough to come and dethrone the Chiefs? Because it still goes through Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, obviously, from a coaching standpoint, Spags on the defensive side has been unbelievable. And they have, you know, the last couple of years, they've really been the reason the Kansas City Chiefs have been so good, why they've been so dominant, 15-2 last year. And it really hasn't been the dominance of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, when he has to be great at the end of games, final drives, when he's got to put up points, that guy's remarkable. He just plays his best football when the game is on the line. But it really has been that defense that's been the difference for, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, hey, listen, I love Jim Harbaugh. I love what he's doing. And the Broncos got lost to the Chargers twice last year. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's an issue. Sean Payton, one of the big issues with the Denver Broncos was they couldn't run the ball. They weren't very good at running the ball. They didn't have a middle-of-the-field threat at the tight end position that really ate up safeties and really was a guy that was a productive guy in the middle of the football field. They think they've got that covered. Evan Ingram, they went out and got in free agency from Jacksonville, and the running back position, they got J.K. Dobbins, who, you know, is, you know, I mean, you can pretty much count on him being hurt and missing some games, but the Harvey kid they drafted, they really like him as well. So if they can fix that run game with the addition of some of the guys they put on the defensive side, Hufanga is awesome. Greenlaw, if healthy, is incredible. Like, they should be really, really good and at least compete for that AFC West crown. I don't think they're good enough to usurp Kansas City with all the experience they have yet, but I think that race should be really, really close.
It's Mark Schlereth with us. Guys won Super Bowls, one of the best offensive linemen inside at guard. The tush push brings us to the Eagles. Just mentioned the Chiefs. Everybody's kind of prisoner of the moment. Oh, the Chiefs are done. Just seemed like that defense got after it, and the Chiefs tried to address it in the offseason. Do you buy the Eagles being right back there for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at how they're built, you can make a very compelling argument that, hey, man, there is good top to bottom, maybe the best team in the league as far as just pure talent is concerned. What they've assembled under Howie Roseman there, they've been absolutely amazing. They were also incredibly healthy last year. And Detroit really in the NFC was the best team all year until they lost everybody on defense. I mean, they at one point they were playing with eight guys that weren't on their roster at the beginning of the season. So, you know, like that's too much to overcome, and they were still trying to and being close to overcoming that with just their offensive production, but they should be better. You know, if Philadelphia is healthy throughout the season, then they have as good a chance as anybody to repeat. Washington should be better. Like, that division, I think, should be a little bit better. But I think the Cowboys will be a lot better. But Philly is still, like, from just top to bottom, their roster, they're as stacked as anybody in the National Football League.
Who's got more pressure on him, Lamar or Josh? Because the Bills and the Ravens seem like they're close, but they can't push through. They can't break through. Who's got more pressure?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. I think it's probably Lamar, simply because of the way they're structured and you know, they have just been a dominant football team on both sides of the ball, physically, just the way they're built. And a lot of that pressure goes to John Harbaugh as well, because at some point you got to push through, right? You got to win an AFC championship game. You can't have the guy that's, what, a two-time MVP and arguably could have been a three-time MVP had the vote gone a little bit different last year. So you would look at that and say, man, at some point, I think Lamar's got to push through and get that done. And, you know, I mean, there's pressure obviously on both, but Lamar has been a superstar in this league for quite some time. Josh has for the last 4 years, obviously, but I think I'd probably give the nod to Lamar, with a close second being Josh Allen.
We got to play San Francisco this year, Stink. You feel that that's a team that goes as far as McCaffrey if he stays healthy? We were debating whether Purdy should have gotten the deal. What do you think of the 49ers?
I like the 49ers. One thing, you know, I did a late game in the, you know, late season, and it was really interesting to just kind of watch the transition, because they got a bunch of production from young guys, and, you know, everybody gets nervous about the roster, like, oh, they lost Deebo Samuel, and, oh, you know, this, that, and the other, and Hufanga and Greenlaw and this
You know, and it's really interesting to watch how football teams, how the staff, whether it's the GM or head coach, react to that, because they developed a bunch of young kids that ended up getting a play last year. So Ricky Pearsall, that dude toward the end of the season was balling. I know Juwan Jennings said, "Hey man, I'm not going to show up if I don't get a new contract," but that dude's a football playing Jesse. So like, I think they just got Michael Thomas. They signed him, who's been injured a lot too. But I just think they developed a lot of young players that, just because, you know, the general fans don't know the names of the guys. This safety, Mustafa, that dude is a heat-seeking missile. And I was so impressed. He got hurt toward the end of last season, but I was so impressed watching him play that you look at it and go, oh, okay, well, now I understand why they let go of Hufanga. You know, and he's in Denver now, and I get why. So I think I'm a big Purdy fan. I think as a processor, Purdy's absolutely incredible. Obviously, if McCaffrey's healthy, he's just a difference maker and a game changer at the running back position, because he becomes a weapon. If you look at like passing charts to the running backs, and you look at the way their pass chart and their distribution of passes, the difference between McCaffrey and the other backs, McCaffrey is scattered across the board from left to right, outside the numbers, in the slot, and everything else. Then when you use the other backs as a measuring stick compared to McCaffrey, they're all right in the middle of the field. So it's all like check B, and it's all like, you know, all these middle routes, whether it's a little Texas route or whatever, but they all go right into the middle of the football field where they're just checking down, as opposed to being a weapon where you can line them up out there and use them like a wide receiver.
Hey, before we cut you loose, Mark, we obviously got high hopes. We are 7.5 Vegas has as far as our over-under for wins. We're like 75-1 to win the Super Bowl. We're obviously too close to it.
We
like what we saw from Penix Jr. in a small sample size. You give us a chance to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I still think Tampa probably is, you know, Tampa's the best team in that division right now. But I love the talent you guys have. The quarterback situation is kind of weird with, you know, Cousins
right.
Still being on the roster. So that feels a little odd to me. But, like, top to bottom, I think you guys are a good football team. I always get nervous a little bit about, you know, losing a few players in free agency, like your center. That's always kind of a tricky one for me, because I like Dolman a lot and he went to Chicago. But the bottom line is, I think you're close, neck and neck right there with Tampa. It just depends on how your quarterback plays, obviously, because Baker Mayfield, I mean, that dude, yep. Like that dude went through some times, right? Being at Cleveland and then at Carolina and then having that, you know, moving over to the Rams and having, essentially two games with the Rams or a game with the Rams. And so he's really played his butt off, and they're a real good football team. But, yeah, you guys should be neck and neck with them competing for that division crown.
Mark Schlereth, always a pleasure to have you on, man. Odyssey NFL Insider. Check out the podcast, the Stinking Truth Podcast, guys, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get them. Yeah, Mark, look forward to the season, brother, and look forward to our visits. Thanks, man.
Right on.
It's interesting. He talks about the 49ers. The one thing nobody's talking about is Robert Saleh is back as their defensive coordinator.
Right. And he likes Purdy. You and I are lukewarm on Purdy. He likes Purdy.
Yeah, I am. But I think that is going to be a huge help to Shanahan on the defensive side of the football. Hey, man, we're coming back. We got Yeah Man, No Man next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hey, man, coming up, the Braves got some new gear. I was all jazzed up for that game up at Bristol at the Motor Speedway. Right now, the way the team looks, not so much. But if you were into some swag and you want some cool-looking stuff that kind of has like a NASCAR theme, I'll tell you about it coming up in an hour in Guy Talk. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, waiting to see what the Braves are going to do. No movement today. Somebody's going to be first somewhere, somehow, at the trade deadline. But again, as Carl pointed out, not exactly a robust market for Marcell Ozuna. And the rest of these guys aren't hitting either. So we'll see where this goes. But we did chop it up. We'll continue that conversation later with Grant McCauley. Hey, man, by the way, Oren, how you feeling, by the way? I got like this summer cold. I'm just getting over it. I woke up, I mean, Saturday night. I woke up middle of the night. I was like, and now you're like, yeah.
You got a little bit of the post-nasal drip that's going on right now.
And it's
now,
just, you know, when you go from like the hot to the cold, you know, so smoke.
Oh, that sucks, yeah.
Super hot to the ice cold. And I was basically, you know, I could say it was simply a byproduct of going from hot temperatures to cold air conditioning. And Carl, ignore the fact that basically I killed my immune system for 10 days straight to get this cold. But I'm over it now. I'm over it.
Well,
I'm trying to lean this way so I'm not breathing on you.
No. And I appreciate it because you came in here Friday and you were like, oh! And I was like, what's going on? You're like, I don't know. I got a cold. But
it's very difficult to do the radio show down like this.
Yeah, the sinuses, you can hear it.
By the way, and for you kids at home, man, when you mix that that DayQuil with Maker's Mark, it's a fun butt. No, enough of that. That's not for the kids. It was a joke, Oren. It was a joke. I'm just kidding. Enough of this. I've taken too much time. It's time for that man right there.
All righty, happy Monday, guys, and like you said, a lot of excitement as we get ready for training camp to begin this week.
How was the trip? You made
it
the flight.
It was great. I made my flight. I actually ended up beating my wife and sister-in-law to the airport.
Okay.
Beat them by a good 20, 25 minutes, I want to say.
So you were speeding?
No.
Because you left early.
If you missed Thursday's show, we told him watch out for the connector and everything else. I will say this. Parking lot's half empty in our building. A lot of folks are wrapping up those last few weeks with their kids.
Yeah.
So there's maybe some folks are already kind of spreading out. Traffic wasn't as bad.
Yeah, because to your point, I pulled into the parking deck there and got a spot right there on the level that I pulled in on. So,
oh, nice.
Like, didn't have to do the, you know, wind around and find somewhere to park. No, was able to park, get in there, and then I, hit the wife up like, hey, where you at?
Where you at? Right. How long was CSA, by the way?
4 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was a good deal.
Only thing is, he did have to finance the parking space, Carl, because the rents haven't gone up.
It's like $30. It's $30 a day now. But thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. Shout out to the boss, Mike Conti, for letting me get on out of here, and obviously Oren for holding it down for those last 30 minutes there. So, all right. First up, guys. Let's do a. It's more of a yeah, man. Just kind of a tribute. You touched on it earlier, but let's play this real quick.
Is this my shirt? Is this the shirt I paid $30 for? Is this the shirt they're supposed to think is a Gordon Gartrell?
You don't like it?
Ask me the question again.
You don't like it?
I hate it. Look at it.
All right, y'all. Obviously, Carl just touched on it about 30 minutes ago. News circulating now. It's pretty much known that Malcolm Jamal Warner came to fame with his role of Theo on The Cosby Show. But that scene right there, one of the greatest TV scenes ever. If you're not familiar with that, is the one where his sister promised she could make this designer shirt. And then the shirt is all jacked up, one sleeve shorter than the other.
Right.
I mean, it had to be one of the most greatest scenes ever in television.
I just feel like...
I'm looking at it right now, by the way. I searched it.
It's hilarious.
Very funny.
I just feel like, Day-Day, from a pop culture standpoint...
Mm-hmm.
Putting positive black faces on television, right? He was one of the young sons of TV. And if you're of a certain age and you're watching, like, it gave you a sense and a vibe that you hadn't seen before.
Right.
After what, Sanford and Son and the Jeffersons and all these sitcoms came along. So The Cosby Show, it was different for the time that it came out. And Theo was the guy that set the tone for coolness on the show.
Right.
And so, I'm with you. I've seen some of these folks today. I'm just looking at social media just randomly, and some of the people just saying, hey, man, I grew up on this. I remember him on this show or that show, because he did a lot of other stuff after The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
But that's what he's known for. And was it on 8 years? I said eight. I don't know, 8 or 9 years, something like that.
I got to double-check that. But
no, man, a tragic situation. And, Mike, look, we were talking about this. Rip Currents, man, and we say this every summer.
You know, you and I both been to Costa Rica. He was on the Caribbean side outside of Limon, and the beaches on the Caribbean side are a little funky. You know, it's a little bit different. Pacific side, I don't know. It's more desirable vacation spot. Either way, the currents, they say, were funky up there. It's up near the Nicaraguan border, and that's where, unfortunately, he got was a victim of that high tide.
Yeah.
And not Rip Curran, as they said.
But no, to your point, as far as those memorable scenes, there's a ton of those. Unfortunately, and look, this is the part where Malcolm Jamal Warner and other co-stars on that show, when the Cosby stuff happened, right? Did it hurt the legacy of that show?
I think you can separate. There's been many documentaries about Cosby. You and I were talking about this after that last Cosby doc came out, the six-parter. But I mean, I still think you can appreciate what it was for everything you just talked about, you know, to put that on television and to give you the role models. Now, again, Cosby's fallen from grace, et cetera, but that doesn't diminish the accomplishment of what it stood for.
That's how I feel. That's I can separate them, you know, and we have this conversation all the time about, you know, can I still play certain artists because they've gotten into trouble?
Right.
I just feel like I can separate this and say that his legacy and what he did as far as, you know, moving the culture forward.
Right.
There's not even close.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. All right. Moving on real quick. As you guys touched on, I was in Denver. I do want to give a yeah, man shout out to UGA track and field coach Carol Smith Gilbert. So she's actually from Denver.
Okay.
She was there at the festival. And fun fact, she actually was my wife's club coach in track and field when my wife was younger.
Wow.
So I had to give her many thanks, because had it not been for her hardcore coaching of my wife, she may not have made it to Georgia Tech. I may not have met her, and I wouldn't have five kids.
Hey, hey. How about that?
That's cool. Yeah. Did she know they were? Did they know they were going to be there?
No, they didn't know they were going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Just, you know, Denver. It's one of those areas, you know, where, you know, back in the day, you know, the black community was small, tight knit. Everybody kind of knew each other, and even as they kind of grew and spread, people just kind of all knew each other. And that track community was a really small, tight community. So yeah, shout out to her. But she was there. But Sheila E. was one of the performers on Saturday when we went. Yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
No man. Sheila E. is a top five drummer in history.
I wouldn't, man. Well, percussionist. There's drummers, okay. But I've seen her. I've seen her open up for Prince. I've seen her perform in other shows. I'm a drummer. I love her stuff. And her dad played with Santana for years. I mean, she knows what she's doing. She always has a tight band.
Yeah, she was phenomenal. And I actually tweeted. She was my first boyhood crush.
Oh,
because it was like this pretty,
the glamorous
woman.
Life.
Kicking ass on the drums, yeah, like right. You know what I mean. Like that was just fascinating for me as a boy. So
yeah, look, yeah, because you came in today, you were like Sheila E. and O was like, what about her? Because like, she is amazing. What did she play? I'm curious. What did she do?
So because it was a jazz festival, I felt like she was trying to cater a little to the jazz fans.
So it wasn't as hard.
It wasn't a lot of her hits.
Because the East Dancer Escovedo, her dad was amazing too. He was right. He had his own thing, and he also played with Santana, yeah. But it was jazz based.
But she did wrap up the set with Glamorous Life. Everybody stood up. She did great. She did a great performance. But if you were going there looking for her to maybe play, cover some Prince stuff, things of that nature, she didn't do a lot of that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with Mike. Like, the categories, and now we're getting, you know, into the we're getting to the minutia. Because to Mike's point, if you start talking about bands and drummers,
right,
and then percussionist,
right,
like solo percussion, like, she can hang with anybody.
Right. Right.
But there are drummers and bands that are more famous than some of the lead singers, right? Mm-hmm. Because of what they're able to do. I don't know. I've always loved her. I've always thought she was really good. But that's cool. Was this like a festival? How many artists were there?
It was 2 days. We only did one day, obviously. Yesterday was the final day. But I want to say it was at least six artists per day. So the headliner for our day Saturday was Boyz II Men.
Oh, okay.
So I got a chance to see them. Wasn't totally excited about their show because they covered a lot of other bands' songs. And I was like, we're all sitting there thinking to ourselves, like, you guys have more than enough hits, which they did a good amount of their hits. But it was like, why are y'all covering 112 and, you know, such and such? Overall, it was a great day up there in the mountains. It's Winter Park Jazz Festival.
Okay.
So you're about an hour, 45 minutes or so
outside
up in the
Denver.
Mountains outside.
Being
Denver.
It legal out there in California, where people getting jazzed.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you saw that. Like, they were. Like, yeah, because you said it's legal. So, like, it was funny, though, because, you know, it's a jazz festival. A lot of older people in attendance.
Yeah.
So seeing like 60-year-olds like popping gummies and things of that nature was very intriguing.
Hey, Carl, I just got back from the concession stand. They're out of nachos.
That's great.
But no, it was good stuff, man. So if you've never been, I'd highly put it on your bucket list if you get a chance. All right, one more before we get out of here. WNBA, CBA, of course, you know this past weekend was the All-Star festivities for those ladies. But negotiations between the two reportedly not off to a good start. It's been reported that both sides are not on the same page. And I don't know, guys. I don't like this. But yeah, man, no, man, it would be an epic fail for both sides to not reach some sort of an agreement.
Yeah, I mean, you're finally getting growth. Now the valuations for the franchises after, let's be honest, it was corporate welfare. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes to talk about it because, you know, it was what it was. WNBA was propped up by the NBA and their partners at ESPN. Mm-hmm. And now, thanks to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, call it the bird magic of this era, mm-hmm. it's got some traction. The last thing you need to do is say, demand doubling your raise because the league is actually maybe going to be profitable the first time in its history. I think you got to, Carl, see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, look, it would be a disaster if this happened for the league. It's not the end of sports. I mean, bottom line is they're still attaining viewership and gaining viewers on the daily. But for me, you don't have expansion if you're not making money.
Right.
And when you're talking about over the next 5 years where you're bringing two teams in next year, two more, I think, before 2030, you can tell me the numbers. Books can be cooked. Guys, we've seen this. I think there's money being made. Now, I'm not telling you they're making NBA money. That's the problem. you can't be paid like NBA stars when you're not having the command or the demand of the NBA right. game. And to Mike's point, that's where people go, okay, what are we talking about? But mm-hmm. I feel like the WNBA stars for a long time have been underpaid. I just don't know what that number is. What are we talking about? Like, should the minimum salary be $3 million? See, I don't know where you start that number to say. A star like Caitlin Clark, who hasn't won anything, and that doesn't mean anything, because of what she's bringing to the game, is she worth more than some of these other stars that have built the game?
Should they do it like MLS, where you have certain designated players
yeah,
right. get the juice, and the other ones are making like that? I don't think that'll fly either. But look, the league has historically reported losses. We've talked about it before, and it's kind of funny because people kind of get everyone goes to their corner because people feel you're being sexist or misogynist. You say you don't like I'm not personally a fan. To me, it's like watching a slower version of the NBA. It's not for me. But you watch what you watch, and if you had girls that play sports and are in athletics, that's role models, and that's something you want to aspire to, and it's great they can make a good wage, and they should make it if they're making the TV numbers. But to me, you can't demand a huge raise when you just got, just a year ago, Carl, they went from like what, commercial flights to charters,
right?
Because the growth wasn't validating the extra cost. So I understand, but I think that they may be getting some bad advice, because the last thing they need is a work stop, because you go back to being irrelevant. Yeah. Then some of these stars go to Europe.
And then they have to go overseas. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, guys, that's what I got on a Monday for your Yeah Man, No Man.
Good stuff today. Coming up, we got a lot more to dive into. If you're just tuning in, Braves have decisions to make. We're going to dive into that. Also, Falcons training camp starts on Thursday. But when we return, Connor Riley stops by to talk some dogs. They lost another player to Texas?
What?
What's going on here?
You guys are like Pac-Man.
No comment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.